All right, let me know when you guys are recording on GarageBand, because we are just going to jump in. I want Justin all worked up on this show.
Check, check. Can you guys hear me?
Fuck yeah.
I'm about to word dump orgy all over this Sean Chan.
You got your, is your GarageBand recording?
It's fucking recording, and there's no metronomes.
Wolf Brothers.
Damn it, I had a good one, but that just shot it right out of the sky.
You always go first, Jesse. Come on.
Sorry. I am your fashionably late white cloak.
And I am your Grom Tamer.
Oh.
Yes.
That sounds fucking dirty. Is that like a fluffer?
No, that's a tamer. A tamer is the post fluffer. They're the one, whoosh, get it down. You can't go to the store like that.
Sure I can. Yeah, but nobody wants you to. Nobody does.
I always get extra chicken strips like this, man. It's all good.
They'll give you whatever you want, sir. Just leave. Big Macs, sure. 37, fine.
If
you could go, I will bring them to you later.
There is a door out by the dumpster. You go knock on that door. I'll give you anything you want. Have you been watching The Bear, Justin?
I have no idea what The Bear is.
It's on Hulu, and it's one of the greatest kitchen dramedies ever. Like, it's
a story about your life.
Yeah, probably.
It's fucking perfect. It's beautiful.
Who's in it? I don't know. Sometimes chef stuff, it's like, you ever see those memes? It's like, oh, chef's on TV, and it shows like Bradley Cooper, like putting some like microgreens on something with some tweezers, like what it's really like. And you just see some like no tooth dude, like crying in the corner. It's like,
this is a good middle ground, because there's the guy who went away and worked at like 5-star Michelin restaurants. And then his whole family that stayed behind and just worked in the fucking gritty sandwich shop. Now they're bumping heads. And
oh, all right,
nice.
It's fucking great.
It's good.
It is. It's, yeah, it's really good. It takes a little while for the comedy to get there. Like, the first one's a little bit funny, the second one like a little more humorous, but then once like everyone gets introduced and they're just fucking with each other all the time, it gets funnier and funnier.
At first it's a little too real and sad.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this hits a little close to home. Ouch.
So, did you find a clip, Justin?
No.
Okay.
We are clipless.
We're going clipless. We're doing it.
Could just kind of like break down like how they show up and like just the differences that I, like, me and Jeremy see like just straight away.
Yeah.
From them. And then we can just kind of get into, we can probably do a little wiki reading by you, Dez.
Yeah. I've been looking at fandom all day long.
Just pick a couple good fandom things, you know, maybe throw in about their war, their hierarchy and family. We can spread it out, you know, like just, and because anything that you say will probably touch off some conversation points with me and Jeremy. If you start talking about the royal family, you can talk about the blood knives and all that kind of shit.
Yeah. Cool. Well, if you guys haven't figured it out yet, today we're talking about the motherfucking Sean Chan. And if you've only watched the show, they are the badasses that show up in the last minute of the series with boatloads of channeling women just bringing the tsunami on the east.
The poor little girl.
The poor, the poor, yeah, little girl. One poor little girl.
I'm gathering seashells down by the sea. Oh my God.
You're not doing anything ever again.
Yeah. Unless she can channel, and then they probably wouldn't let her die. They would just enslave her.
Yes.
So the simplest and most direct definition, I know we're going to want to go deeper than this, but just right where fandom starts. Oh, you know what? First, I got to tell you where we start. Welcome to the Wheel of Time podcast. We are your true source, the purest light, your companion cast, a warder, if you will, for this journey through all things Wheel of Time. And today, we are learning about the Sean Chan. They are an empire located on the continent of the same name It was founded after the Trolloc Wars and began an invasion. We don't care about that. No, that's not a fucking definition. Huh.
You want us to just do a definition? Like,
yeah, I guess so. I thought
we could just, we could just probably do it off the top of our heads. What a sucker.
Yeah, go, Jeremy. Do it.
So the Shan Chan were basically, what happened is Arthur Hawkwind's youngest, or not youngest son, one of his sons. He sends him across the ocean with an army.
Was it one or two?
It's one. One, at least
just one.
Yeah. At least one. They go across the ocean and they think that they're lost because they never come back. Well, then 800 years later, they come back. And what we find out is that they started what is called a consolidation of power. And at the time, they thought that they were just going to come in and take over this whole area, the area that they call Shan Chan. And what they ended up doing is, over the time, they basically integrated all of them together. And then the people who ended up ruling were the Arthur Pendragon, or Arthur Hawkwings.
The son that he sent over there was Luther.
Yes, Luther.
Luther Pendragon.
That's correct. Yeah. And he didn't survive to see the whole consolidation of power or anything like that. It was
literally
800 years later.
Yeah, they've been gone for 800 years, right?
Yeah, it was a long time. And, you know, there was differences too, because reading it today, some of the things that I'd forgotten, they killed all the Shadow Spawn over there.
Yeah.
So there's no Trollocs. There's no Murdral. There's nothing like that because, you know, there's nothing there. You know, there's no Shia Ghul. It's on the other continent.
Yeah, they're not attached to where the Blight is and where they're made or whatever.
Oh, so whatever was over there just kind of wandered over there and got stuck.
Yep, got stuck.
Yeah, however they got there, they were there, and then they were kaput, and then they didn't bother.
They're like kangaroos. Exactly. And koalas. And just, it's Australia. It's just Australia.
Just a continent of criminals, just all of them.
Criminals and marsupials.
Criminals, koalas, and kangaroos, mate.
That's right.
And some, and at night we play the didgeridoo. Do you know what a didigeridoo sounds like? It sounds like a kazoo oboe.
Kazoo oboe.
Yes.
Yeah, a kazoo oboe. Like,
if you ever run into the native Shan Chan, you just run. Don't look back.
Ah, when you hear the pipes playing and the didgeridoo, you're done for.
Didgeridoo.
They're coming to didgeridoo your butthole.
Take that didgeridoo and stick it where a the sun didgeridoo don't shine. Oh, damn, that was so close. I almost did it.
You want to start that
now
one over again?
Times fast.
And ready. 3, 2, 1.
Thank the light, everybody. Here we go.
I am your warder, the true source, the purest poopies.
Oh, there's nothing pure about poopies.
Maybe sometimes. Not yours.
I feel pure after a poopy.
That's true.
I feel cleansed.
And lighter.
Hell yeah.
So much lighter.
Jumping up and down. Shan Chans.
Nothing worse.
See, the Shan Chan, that's why they developed the power, and they have so many women who can wield the power, because the men were so tired of pooping that these women can just extricate it right out of their body.
That's disgusting.
That's where the evil started.
He hasn't even read that part of the book yet. He just guessed it.
How did he know, man?
How did he know? Wow.
Fucking clairvoyant.
That's what the second island is for. Like, if you look at Shan Chan, it's actually kind of two islands.
It is.
Crested together. And the one far
west. So they get rid of the poop on the second island?
The far west island.
Island number two, if you will.
We said it was Australia. It's actually New Zealand. It's two islands.
Nah, it's Tasmania is where they're
Tasmania.
Tasmania and Australia.
If anybody's listening in Tasmania, I don't mean that.
We love you very much.
No, I'm just joking.
Send us an email. Come on our show. It's the Shan Chan is much bigger than I expected. I don't know why. I guess in 800 years you can take over a pretty big landmass, but I just
picturing like the Hawaiian Islands just out there.
Yeah, totally.
Like, we walked across it in a day, but we still couldn't conquer it.
Yeah.
And this map, like the maps you see are definitely condensed. Like, how far away Shan Chan is from, I guess, what we'll call the mainland, I don't know, is...
Yeah, do you have any idea how far that is, Jeremy? Because it's like, I know it's not like... They lost a lot of their people getting there, right?
It's like 2,000 or 3,000 miles or something like that. It's like a long ways.
Yeah, it's far. It's like, yeah.
Like, it's, you know, Atlantic Ocean distance, you know.
12,000 1,000 miles.
Is it really?
No, it can't be that far.
Well, it says WL. What are WL miles? Westland, wasteland miles?
Yeah, probably Westland.
12,000. I mean, the circumference of the Earth is 22,000 miles, I think. That's half the circumference of the Earth.
I mean, this is their whole planet, basically, are these two islands, aren't they?
No, there's...
I thought there was like seven or something. Or
there's a third, at least. The Isle of Man, remember that one? That they know you never talks about?
Oh, right. Yeah.
All right. 3,000 leagues is 16,668 kilometers.
That's a lot.
And that...
This isn't Canada.
equals...
Wait, I pretty much live in Canada.
Yeah, you do. You
put that in American miles.
Or speak American, if you could, please.
9,000 miles.
Oh, that's a long ways.
So, yeah. It's fucking...
That's like, what, San Francisco to Japan?
More than that.
Well, and there's nothing really in between. So it's like they got there by, like, you know, they probably had an easier time getting back because of all the Damani and stuff, because they can...
Right.
Really...
use them to propel
basically
the
just channel. Yeah, use them just to, like, channel and propel the boats, like, fast across, as fast as they can, probably construction-wise, hold up, you know?
9,000 miles is basically New York to Japan.
Damn, that's far. A long time.
Going east or west?
Going west. So it's from here, from San Francisco to Japan, it's about 5,000 miles. So even from New York to Japan is not even quite there.
Jeez, that is far.
Yeah.
That's a long ways.
Well, and then just to see how they're coming back with, like, they don't look tired, and they don't look, you know, like you hear about Columbus and scurvy and all the long boat trips, like people are fucking sick and dying and it's dirty. They look pretty clean.
Yeah, they're not doing too shabby.
And they looked, how do you say, loaded for bear. They were ready to go.
They were ready to kill a little girl. Like, don't get them wrong. They'll fucking...
Yeah, we will murder six-year-olds collecting dinner. You think we won't take over? Forget about it.
Those are Sean Chan rocks.
You don't even know it.
Those are our cockles.
Oh, fuck. I already forgot what they are. What comes in conch shells? What's the meat in conch shells? What's the meat in conch shells?
It's a conch.
Is it just conch?
Yeah.
I thought it was something weird. Something like...
Piggy's no, brain at the end of Lord of the Flies.
Oh God, what?
That's a Lord of the Flies joke.
Yeah, I got it. I get it. You know, because you said Lord of the Flies. I mean, I got it because I've read the book and I know who Piggy is, meaning how they ate his brains and shit. How that book's fucked up. Hey, you should read this in sixth grade.
Yeah, seriously.
Why?
And then in eighth grade. And then as a freshman.
What possible reason? What do you learn from that?
Because they're all looking at us going, they're going to go. They're going, if we're not here, all these, you kids, you're all going to do this to yourselves.
Justin's got whiskey coming out his nose.
Oh no, we can't waste it, but almost.
Yeah. He's going to catch it in his hand and put
spicy,
it back in his mouth.
Hot, spicy.
So I need to jump in deep. I'm sorry. I wish I could save this. But I can't risk forgetting it.
That's what she said. Or wait.
Blah! The Sean Chan get creatures from parallel universes?
No. Obviously, someone's gotten into the Great Hunt. So, no. Okay. I'm going to take this one. So, where you're seeing the Grom is just a different version of... Just like, it's like a different turning of the wheel, you know, chance fell differently. And
that's a parallel universe.
Yeah, but the Grom still exist here too.
Right.
They just found them way the fuck over in the middle of nowhere. But then I think what happened in that universe is that you'll get a little further. And there was supposed to be, they talk about a monument to Arthur Hawkwing. And then there's a monument to Arthur Hawkwing here. And they start getting a little closer and it's, in their world, it's completely buried and gone. And like, there's like only like, you know, ruined remnants, like, you know, pyramid style, you know, the faces are worn away and everything. It's buried, broken up. There is a full one that's actually, I believe, is it a Trolloc or is it a big raven?
Something like that, yeah.
I think it's a Trolloc, and then it's got a like a raven on top of it holding a lightning bolt or something. And it's a monument to the victory that the Trollocs won over Archer Hawkwing's armies who had returned.
Okay, so have you guys seen Everything Everywhere All the Time?
No.
Is it good?
Oh, it's so fucking great.
Really? I love Michelle Yeoh. She's awesome.
It's just, and just as far as parallel universes go, like it's the new gold standard for parallel universes. And so, yeah, it makes, and they like totally spell out kind of what you're saying. Like, no, this it's the same here and the same, except not the same, but the same.
Right.
They just manage to utilize them because when they're wild, they're incredibly deadly.
So do they, are there any other travelings to, because they said there's portal stones.
Right. And so it just, it's like, I don't know. How do you, it is alternate. I think of it more as like X-Men, like different timelines of shit that could have happened.
Right. Right.
So not, I mean, parallel universes, I guess it's however you want to say it, but it's just like, it's more like alternate endings, you know, choose your own adventure. So it's like, well, if this happened, then this would have happened. And where they're at is, I believe, in the same time space where they're at in the same year or whatever. But events have obviously transpired.
Their timelines are kind of running parallel to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. So like a universe. And so it's like a universe that's like right next to it. It's not perpendicular per se.
I don't know what you'd call that.
Like train tracks. What do you say? What is that? Train tracks?
So it's like you got a big truck with dually wheels. Okay? Yeah. So
they never cross. Never cross.
Can't cross.
If they do, catastrophe. Catastrophe. 100%. Just boom. Big mess.
I know. I'm sorry, everyone out there. My other podcast is a time travel podcast, which is,
for lack of a better term, that's 100% what it is.
Which is very close to parallel universes. But that's just why I'm getting so into this right now. And Artaviren, the connection between the parallel, like, do they get into it at all? Like, is Rand just a sheep herder and nothing else in another parallel universe? Or is he, like, since he's Artaviren and means so much, like, does the main story, like, was the breaking of the world, there we go, here's how I can say this, was the breaking of the world something that also broke the universe into separate shards?
That's not talked about. No, that's not talked about. In fact,
yeah, they don't really cover it.
I hate this series. I'm out. If you're not going to get into the important shit, Robert, then
actually Loyal talks about it the most.
But I would also say that the universes were already there established because the portal stones could take you between the two universes back when they were still, you know, being used by the old school Aes Sedai.
Okay, before the breaking.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Which, and the uses and like even how to use it and like what they're for have been, like, no one knows.
And where they take you. No, yeah, no one knows, like.
Yeah, they don't even realize. And they just know that like some of the symbols represent the other parallel universes or worlds, if you will.
Yeah.
Would, like, where you go. Which is funny because Rand, spoiler alert, Rand manages to use them, and which it's, you find out later on, like, how much of the power that actually requires.
Yeah.
So, and it's like, you will find, like, there's someone there who kind of knows about him, and she's like, you shouldn't be able to do that. Like, she's even scared. Or, I mean, that person is scared. They're like, whoa. Am I wrong about her reaction?
No, I think you're right.
And now for something completely different.
But all of us, everyone, just figured that Ishmael was going to be Billy Zane. That's why they didn't talk about it. And so
everybody knew, man. Ding, 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 ding.
Everyone take a drink. Everyone take a drink.
Come on. That was perfect.
Hashtag Billy Zane is Asmodean.
So they're not, I don't think they're leashed in this end scene on the show.
They're not. They have a...
They're gagged.
They have like a ball gag in their mouth.
Yeah.
It's a really golden one, but do they have the collar? Don't they have like a neck piece thing on?
They do have like a metal neck piece thing.
Like almost like metal shoulder pads thing.
I don't think... Oh, they do have like a...
It's very ornate, but it's like... I wonder why they decided to go with that instead of the silvery chain and link, you know?
There's a lot of questions that I have.
I wouldn't want to offend my dogs. They go on a leash sometimes.
And they are on a boat. Like, they could, like, maybe when they get them off the boat, they'll put them on a shorter leash to keep track of them.
I wonder if it's retractable.
I shorten that leash up when they just shit on the sidewalk. Bad dog. Is it retractable, dick? I'm curious just to see. If Elaine eventually makes ones that aren't connected, I think, doesn't she?
Yes. Yeah.
She makes them that don't have a leash on them. So it's just a bracelet and a, but they're still connected. So I wonder if maybe they're kind of going with that. I don't really understand the gag thing, because basically the Turing rule, you can, if they think you can't talk, then you can't speak. Like there's like, it's like that level of control by the Suldam and the Demane, Demane, sorry.
Demane.
Demane. Not Demane, because that is a race of people or a country of people.
That's true.
Well, and I hope that we get a chance to see the Shan Chan Ogre in action, because that would be pretty wicked.
Okay, yes, but that, yes, yes, yes. But I want, you know, the ogre to look a little cooler, maybe a little tougher, because they're supposed to be tough. They're called the Gardeners. I love that too. That sounds so like innocuous.
Yeah.
But then when you think about it, like they carry axes and you're like, oh, the Gardeners.
Oh, you mean the Shan Chan Ogiers?
Yes, they're called the Gardeners.
Yeah.
Really? Just the Shan Chan Ogier?
No, the Death Watch ones. The Death Watch, the guys who are in the army, the Death Watch army. So the Death Watch guards, I don't know if you remember that. Like, it's been a long time since I read it too, but they guard like the people who are the royals. And so they have some of them who are Ogier, and the ones that are Ogier, they are called gardeners.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, and like, just since you're kind of dumping into that, so their hierarchy is like, it's not weird. I mean, it's weird because it's very much a hierarchy, but there is an empress and there is no emperor. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think it's just like whatever they have. It's like if the empress died first, then they'd have an emperor. But I could be wrong about that.
Would they have an emperor?
I think so.
Thought they just always had a prince of the ravens and they always had an empress.
You might be right, man. It's been a long time.
But there's usually kind of one person in more or less absolute power, and they have their, and every kind of Shan Chan lord or whatever you want to call it, usually their family, I believe it's definitely bloodlines, because it's Hawkwing, you know, but you can be raised to the blood as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you were to like save one of the really important people's lives, or if you're really good at war, there's a lot of ways you can be raised to the blood. I don't think you can buy your way in. I think it's usually through like acts, things that you do or stuff like that, but I'm not sure about that either.
Hey, I want to show you guys something. Can you, I want to show you this. You ready? Can you see this? This is what the Shan Chan reminded me of. Can you see that?
Oh. Does it say what his name is? We need to give that character.
This character? Yes.
The Shan Chan fucking fandom page is broke. I broke it.
Freeze up on you?
I broke it. I can do everything on my computer. But when I click go to the Shan Chan page, it's like, this page isn't working.
And you know what the name is? You know
what the name is? Tae-hao. Hey, Tae-hao. Yeah. And it's a female.
That is the best. Oh my gosh. Tae-hao.
Say how, man, Star Wars isn't the dumbest names. Some of the best names, some of the dumbest.
Some of the dumbest. You're like, you have Han Solo. That's a great name. And you have Tae Hao.
Yeah.
That is not a good name.
That's not, or even like, man, there's so many good names, man. Boba Fett's a good name. Mace Windu.
Just because I had to follow the links before I broke fandom, I had to follow the portal link, the portal links. So those are what also make the ways possible. So the ways, I think, is
the portal stones.
Yeah. So
Go on.
Yeah, go on.
I can't find the fucking quote now.
So you're lying.
Because this thing is, this fan is being a part. But it said that yeah, the portal stones are what the Ogier use to create the ways.
Oh, that's news to me. I thought they used the talisman of growing.
I don't know if that's canon.
Yeah, I don't know if that's...
Fucking cat gobbler!
If you see in the background, if you look closely, you'll see some smoke rising from behind Desmond. Those are his pants on fire.
Yeah, I got nothing.
So, parallel universes.
But yeah, well, and I was trying to find too, because there's a way that like, so like, yeah, with the, because I was reading about the hierarchy and like, yeah, there's ways, there's the true blood, which are the ones that are of the bloodline. And then there's the second tier. There's the second tier blood, who are people that got rose up. And then, but then if you're a kick at, if you're like one of the higher maids or servants, you can be like
above other people. Yeah.
Yeah. You're just shy of blood. But then even if you're one of the highest ranking in the Shan Chan army, you're still lower than dogs. Because you can use the, because you use the force.
Well, no. Or, that's Damani or something different completely.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
They're like dogs.
Usually just women, and they're fully like slaves. They're treated worse than any animal you could think of. And they're treat them, they, some of them are nice, quote unquote, and they treat them as like pets. So they, you know, but usually they just use them to fucking destroy shit and shit like that. So, well, and one of the most powerful channelers in this whole thing ends up becoming a freed Damani.
Yeah, sure.
That ends up kind of joining Ran, and she's stronger than Nynaeve even, right?
Yeah.
She's stronger than Nynaeve. She's stronger than Egwene. She's like rival some of the Forsaken in like power.
I don't understand. Like towards the end of the books, like he would do stuff like that where like, you have these established, like, everyone's, like, in awe of Nynaeve, right? Because how strong she is. And then at the very end, you bring in, like, two women that you really never talk about, and you make them stronger than her. To what end? I don't understand.
Who's the second one?
So remember, the second one is one of the what are they called? The people who live on the ships, the Othonmir, but what are they called?
Sea folk.
The sea folk. Remember, she's like 15. She's like super strong.
Oh, right. Yeah, she's like one of the main like wave mistresses, like little sisters or some shit.
Yeah, and then they bring her in. And like Robert Jordan brings her in, and then it's just like, I don't think you even talked about her again.
Nah, she was there for the Bowl of Winds, right?
Maybe
they needed her power. They needed her in the circle for the Bowl of Winds. I don't know about the other one, but Rand has her in the circle at the end too.
But then the other gal who was the freed Shan Chan, like, I don't understand, like, why?
She was the protecting him at the end, wasn't she? Or was she?
She was protecting him when he was doing the thing.
Oh, right. When she, yeah.
Doing the thing.
Doing the thing.
Doing the
things. He left anyway.
Yeah.
He's not even listening.
He's so mad right now.
Sidene.
My whole, I don't know shit. Like my whole bit was based on fandom, and it just
and away it went.
The whole fucking. So we were talking, Justin, while you were jerking off or whatever was wrong with your computer. Do you? So like the Shan Chan are just fucking here in the show. Like they're just all their boats. Everything is here. How do they get introduced in the book? Like is it a slower? Slower burn. You meet a couple of them, and it's like, are the Shan Chan here?
Yeah, you meet them, but you don't necessarily like know. You're like, who are these motherfuckers? Like you meet Jeremy was talking about the Seekers of Truth, and they're people who have been here for a while to kind of like scout. They're like spies, and they're kind of scouting the landscape. They're, you know, taking the political temperature. They're trying to find out the easiest place to land and get a foothold and take over. And, you know, some of them have just kind of come here and established lives and they're not necessarily doing their job. And then some of them are like really zealous. And it's like some of them are dark friends, I believe. I don't know. Some of them end up working with Liandrin to capture some of our heroes. And I don't know if they're dark friends per se, or if he's just like, I don't really fucking care what you are. You're going to put some collars on some women who can channel, even though you can channel. So I don't give a shit, you know, the ends justifying the means type of thing. So I don't know. But they've been here and they've been setting shit up. So it is a bit of a slower burn. But then all of a sudden you get out to the coast and it's like they've taken over some places and like nobody's even really.
Oh, really?
There's some skirmishes. I don't know. I've been hearing something about these people who use dark shadow spawn in their armies. And I don't know. It's probably a bunch of hooey. And then they get out there and it's like, oh, shit. Nope. They're riding around on big fucking He-Man cats and they're flying these big leathery pterodactyl looking things in the sky. They got the Grom that are like, basically, they're like attack beasts. Basically, they don't ride them. They just go kill.
They'll sick them.
Yeah, pretty much.
So the show could do that too. Like we might not see them in the first episode and then like the second episode, they could have like a dozen cities taken.
Yeah, I kind of feel like you'll get little hints and then like as they start to move, however they get to the coast, which assuming they're still going to go there because, you know, that's going to be who knows. But if they still start heading out to the coast like that, then I think once you get closer out there, then you're going to be like, oh, you know, there's places that really hadn't seen a taxman forever. All of a sudden got like, you know, sheriffs and like a little mayor and like shit's, you know, but they start making, it's totally Empire. It's like they start efficient. Everything gets efficient. Everybody starts making money and gets put to work. And it's like, as long as you fall in line, it's like, you know, if you're a poor dirtbag and you're willing to work and fall in line, then you'd be all right. But if you actually are a free thinker and you're like, wait, whoa, whoa, I had a life before this. And they're like, well, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I think fall in line or we'll kill you pretty much.
Well, I think we brought up this parallel before. It's kind of like, it was like the Mongols and or Alexander the Great. They would be like, they'd come up to your gates. They'd be like, okay, here's the deal. We're going to kill every single person inside this city, or you just open the gates and then guess what?
We won't kill nobody unless you fuck up.
Yeah. And you're just going to live under
our
rule.
Well, if you guys fuck up, we'll kill you. But, you know, as long as you behave, you're good.
Yeah. And then honestly, and so we were talking about how you can become like hierarchy too. Like they'll just walk in and be like, you're the king. Okay. Now you're just the king. You're a king under the Sanchan.
Yeah. You're just our king.
Yeah. We'll call it, you're like the leader. And if you do good, we could, you know, you could still move up.
Yeah, there is somebody that gets bumped up like that, don't they?
Yeah, I don't remember who.
Like, they make them the low blood or something. They get to shave half their head or some shit. Well, Matt gets bumped up. Matt, spoiler alert, Matt gets to be part of the Sanchan.
That's true.
Not going to tell you how.
Yes. But, because they pull his dagger out of his horn box.
Reluctantly, he becomes part of the Sanchan.
He likes it.
He does.
Just breathe through it. You'll be fine. Breathe through it. You're almost done.
You're not gonna shit your pants. Just stop it.
It just feels like it. So they've managed to use all, and they have people who are totally dedicated to flying the Rakan and the Torakan, which Torakan are bigger, correct?
Yeah, Torakan are bigger. Like they can hold more than one person, and the Rakan can hold like one person.
Yeah, the Rakan is like for scouting missions, and then they can actually transfer a few troops. Usually like they'll have like a rider and then like a Damani and shit, I'm drawing a blank on the other ones.
Marath Damani, right?
No, what's...
No, that's right.
What are the... No, that's the whole...
Soldan.
That's their government name. Yeah, Soldan. That's the government name for the Damani.
That's true. Now, Marath Damani is the not leashed. That's the like an Aes Sedai.
Right.
Right? That's what that is. Okay.
But there's a big nasty secret that nobody wants to talk about to do with like... I know. I'm just saying.
Big nasty secrets.
It's like force users can like no other force users because they got the force, right?
That's your answer for everything.
I know, but that is the answer this time.
Love is the answer, Justin.
That's right.
Love and the force and midichlorians and the power.
Don't you
and...
ever say midichlorians again. That
is midichlorians, not midichlorians,
the
midichlorians, midichlorians,
not
midichlorians,
the
midichlorians. Yeah.
Let me tell you my favorite story, my favorite movie story ever. So first of all, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the app Run Pee, best app on the planet. Tells you when to go to the bathroom when you're at the movie theater.
Oh, you've told me about this.
Oh, that is awesome.
So before I had Run Pee, I had Justin. So he had already seen episode 3. He already seen episode 3 and he knew that I can't get through a movie without going to the bathroom. So he said, I got you. I'll tell you when to go. Just hurry up. But I'm sitting in the theater, a packed theater, watching episode 3, and they execute order 66, and I hear the sweetest little voice. I mean, this kid couldn't have been over 8, probably maybe even 6 or 7, and I just hear this,
daddy. Daddy, did he kill those kids?
And I'm just like, oh yeah.
Yeah. They're fucking super dead. Yeah. You just put them in like a really, really long timeout. Just a really long timeout. It was nap time for them. They'd got no peanut butter sandwiches.
Did he look at his son and be like, you didn't care when he killed all those sand people kids, yeah, did you? You racist?
Yeah. Well, neither did you, Dad.
You little shit.
That's irregardless.
Lost is the reason that we're sitting here right now, because I had to listen to so many fucking podcasts to make sense of that goddamn show
to figure out what happens. Oh, God.
I was, you know, what it reminds me of. So when you guys were talking, doing the podcast, and you were talking about Lost, And because I was saying that Lost was terrible, and you're like, I love that show. And you were saying that on the podcast. I was riding a lift. I was listening to it. I was snowboarding one day, and I was like, I'm laughing as I'm coming down there. Because like Desmond's like, I will fight you. I will fight you. That show is great. And I was like, I'm just laughing as I'm coming down the slopes. It was the best.
That's awesome.
I guess I have a Lost story, even though I've never watched a single episode.
Oh, this is gonna be
that great. Sounds awesome.
It's not as good as the book. It's not as good as the book. I give you that.
First things last. It's the book was way better, but
way better.
It was a while back. She was pretty little. I think she was only 12. We were coming back from California or something, and my daughter Zoe, she's like, have you ever watched, you know, trying to talk to me and mom about Lost? And I think she must have watched it with her dad, Russell. But she starts trying to tell us about it. And like, dude,
a 12
like,
year old
fucking like 5 minutes into it, Lisa's eyes are she's just like, Lisa's already tuning her out, and I'm trying to follow along, and finally like about 15 minutes, like, oh, baby, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, I'm sorry. I'm trying to follow it, but it doesn't make no fucking sense, and I don't know, some hatch in the jungle, I don't know, people are weird, and I don't know any of these people, but you're acting like I'm supposed to, and it just sounds like it's very confusing, and I'm sorry I can't follow. She was so hurt, though. I felt so terrible. She was just like, I wanted to share the show I love with you. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm the worst parent ever.
Go talk to your Uncle Desmond.
No, go tell him about it. I guess we should try to circle back around to the Sean
Channel.
I'm trying to think.
Tell me, this is in the Sean.
Oh, Weathering With You.
What? That doesn't mean fuck all to me.
Kimi no Wawa.
Oh, Kimi no Wawa. Okay. See, Justin and I were circling back, and Jeremy was just launching into space.
Sorry.
Right past.
Welcome back to the ADHD podcast, everybody.
Seriously.
Jeremy can't keep up. Apparently, he's a little too focused for everybody.
Anyway, sorry. We have Desmond. I'm so sorry about what you're going to have to do with this podcast.
No, this is going to be great. This is us.
Oh, we've had way worse ones than this, dude. Don't worry about it. It'll make it sound great.
Get on with it.
Basically, they're gonna hit places that are easier to hit. And honestly, when they first show up, a lot of times, like we've said in the past, they're like, you know what? It's not that bad. These guys aren't that bad. You know, especially if you're poor.
Yeah,
and like,
except for a small sept of people, they really don't fuck with you that much.
Exactly. They're just like, hey, you know what? What you were doing before, you keep doing. Now, everything's punishable by death now, but, you know, just don't do any of those things.
Right. Just as long as you don't do them. You weren't doing any of them anyway most of the time.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to go through all of your daughters, and we're going to go and we're going to test them to make sure. And if they can put a collar on them because they can channel, then now they're slaves. But other than that, they're pretty cool.
And you must shun them.
Yeah, and you must shun them.
Yeah, they're all right.
They sound like people who might bring along prohibition, though. Are the Sean Chan cool with keeping the pub open?
They have a certain kind of booze, don't they?
They have the coffee. It's called calf or cough, K-A-F.
Oh,
and right. It's like coffee. That's like their drink. There's no booze in it.
Yeah, you know what? They might be fucking teetotalers, actually.
As long as they don't take away the locals' pubs, then fuck.
No, they didn't do that.
They don't. Yeah, they don't do that. So you just can't go fucking like knife somebody afterwards or you'll be hanged.
What?
They'll hang you.
Fuck.
Apparently.
Fuck that.
Yeah. But also they still let people duel in our domain because you can still walk up and have a knife duel.
That's
and
true.
Kill somebody as long as they both, it's like mutual combat. And they're like, nah, well, you fucking said, okay, you're dead.
It's just like Washington, right? That's you guys got.
Yeah, we got that.
Washington has mutual combat. Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Actually, man, I used to work in the hood. I had people talk about it. Man, I told them mutual combat. And the cops were like, man, it doesn't work that way. You have to have like an officiant. You have to have someone agree. And it's like, no.
As I was punching him in the face, I was yelling, mutual combat, mutual combat.
Yeah, does that not work? No, sir, that does not work. That is not how that works. Oh, no, not at all. I have kudos for trying, but no. That's what I tried when I got arrested for weed. I was like, but I got paperwork and stuff. What's the deal? He's like, no, man, you can have all the paperwork you want. You can't sell it to people. I'm like, it's a donation. No? All right. I'm going to jail?
I give them this. They pay my rent. There's nothing being exchanged.
I'm going to jail? Okay.
Okay.
I'll call my lawyer. Okay.
You decide whether or not we make the paper tomorrow. I'm going to go slang this weed.
Yeah.
Portal stone symbols that lead to worlds that the Aes Sedai studied so they could create the ways.
Oh, so they studied it to create the
okay.
ways. But they didn't use it to create the ways, the portal stones.
Well, they used the knowledge.
It's like saying, though, we use jet engines to get to the moon. We didn't take the first jet engine we made and take it and put it on the moon.
But the ways, you're stepping outside of reality. Sorry, I just did a Christopher Walken there for a minute. You step outside the reality of your wheel, and then you re-enter your weave at a different location.
Gotcha.
Where were you in between doorways? Another universe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down. I like it.
It's so weird.
I don't get it.
It's so weird. I walk in here. It's all dark and spooky. I come out. I'm like 100 miles away. It's weird.
That's weird.
Now you're doing Travolta.
Yeah, that was. I thought that was what it was the whole time. Was it not?
John Walken. How do we wrap this up? Where do we go from here?
Oh my God.
Did we forget anything? I mean, the Sean Chan, we're going to talk about him so fucking much. We just had to get him introduced.
I mean, maybe some two teasers. There's something called Blood Knives. They're pretty fun.
Ooh, let's talk about Blood Knives.
They're kind of like Death Watch guards. I don't know,
they're like,
and they have a certain Turing grill that's pretty cool, makes them like more or less disappear and extra fast. Gawain still sucks even though he uses one.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
Oh, what, that he still sucks? Or
yeah, that he still sucks. No, he definitely sucks. No, I didn't forget about that. Yeah, I remember him sucking.
How do they channel exactly? So an individual slave, Sean Chan, channel, or does it?
Think of it as a link, but only one person.
Yeah.
It's like the Damani is the.
So Justin, tell them how the Adam works. Tell them how it works.
Okay.
From the beginning.
Okay. So an Adam works. An Adam is basically a silvery chain that is linked by a collar and a bracelet. And the woman who can't channel, but is the soul dam, is sort of like the, for lack of a better term, I hate saying this, but they're like the master.
Okay. We're talking about slaves, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't like to use that either because it's just, it has too much real world connotations, but there's really no better term. They are just this thing that they keep, and they take them from when they're children and they start to train them. Some are trained much more harshly than others, but they can hang the peg on the wall, and if it is their will for you to not go anywhere, you will not be able to move that fucking thing, the bracelet, off the peg. And if you do manage to pick it up, you're going to vomit and fall over with cramps and get sick and shit yourself. And like,
yeah, the person who wears the bracelet too can like make you like hurt. Like they can make you feel like fire, like you're boiling in a water.
And is this only while the chain is connected, or once you make that connection mentally, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can just fuck with this person?
You can only fuck with them when you're wearing the bracelet, like directly. I think you can, like I said, if they set it on the peg on the wall and they're like, okay, if you try to touch that, you're going to get so sick that you're going to vomit and throw up and blah, blah, blah. You won't be able to move.
I think that's just part of the autumn. They can't move it. Like, it's just like,
that's just part of the thing, and they can't, it's like,
it's just part of the thing, yeah.
Okay.
It's not like something they leave.
It's not like they set a trap.
So, the bracelet, I'm guessing, is a Tarangriel?
Yes. See, Jeremy, that's funny, because I always kind of thought it was almost like, dude, how are we... All right, Jeremy, I'm gonna have to ruin something for Dez so that he can understand. You can dump this. So, Soul Dams, the big secret, is, you know how they talk about how some men and women are born with the channeling spark and some can learn?
Yes.
Soul Dams can learn.
Okay.
Damanis are ones who are born with the spark. That's why they find them young. But then the test for the Soul Dams is if they put on the bracelet, if they can feel the other girl's fear or pain or anything, then they can learn to channel. But they don't have the ability innate, but they can usually become as strong as the Damani that they work with.
So I'm guessing that the Soul Dams aren't...
They don't even realize they can channel.
Right, but the... but
most of them.
But that's why they're allowed to walk freely through society.
Yes.
Yeah, and the dirty little secret is there's no fucking difference.
Okay, okay.
Other than the way that it manifests. It's like, you know what? Those soul dams, the girls who are soul dams, if they were never around the power or train, they would probably never touch it.
They would never channel.
But if you have the, but if you have the Sparkborn, you're going to channel, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's awesome. That's good. That's not too spoilery. I think that's great.
I think a lot of the soul dam don't even realize what they're doing because they're just like, oh, I can control her and make her do shit. But what it's really is more like a Link and they're using her power to do shit.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
So that's what they do. So the Soldom, she kind of like starts the spell and then the...
No, it's all done through the Demani. It's just they control her to do it. And it's like, it's literally like a puppet.
The Demani controls the Soldom?
No.
Vice versa.
The Soldom controls the Demani.
Right, but she kind of... But because she is a fucking channeler, she's kind of...
But she doesn't know that.
That doesn't matter. She's still... When she's like, let's make a huge wave. She's already kind of starting to make the wave, and then it's...
No, I don't think so, because...
She could, though. That's the dirty little
maybe,
secret.
Maybe, but here's my thing, and I think that maybe that does happen sometimes. Jeremy, tell me, please feel free to weigh in, but I think maybe you could be right that happens sometimes, but I think mostly what it is because they talk about... I think a lot of the soul dams can't even see the weaves. Because they don't, it's almost like a mental block. They're like, nope, you just do what I say. They're more like a dog trainer or something. And they don't even realize that they can channel. They're just, I'm going to make you do this. And they don't even realize they're not seeing the weaves. And I think that's what becomes a dirty little secret is after so many years working with them, I think they can't ignore the fact that they can see all this shit. And you can see the Nimbus around her when she starts to channel. Or other women who can channel or whatever, you know.
So that she's got to be a multiplier in the chain at least.
Yeah, it's like a Link.
Even if she's just giving the command, if she's powerful enough to give that command, she's also starting that.
Yeah, and if you're wearing the bracelet, you are the power. You are in control.
Yeah.
100%. And it's like, and you have fucking carte blanche to do whatever the fuck you want. And that is truly what makes them so good at making war and makes them so dangerous is because Aes Sedai have always handcuffed themselves by, we're not going to make weapons.
Yeah.
We're not going to use it to kill. Well, guess what? The Shanshan have figured out how to make certain Turangriel. I'm pretty sure they've made the rings that are worn by the Blood Knives that make people extra fast. They are not afraid to experiment with the power because they don't give a shit if someone burns themselves out or gets hurt. Like, hey, why don't you figure out how to make some fucking ultra badass swords? Oh, she died. Why don't you try this one? You know, and so they have discovered probably some things that maybe the people on this side of the ocean haven't because
they're willing to make the sacrifice.
They do value their channelers, but more like a commodity as opposed to like, oh, you have to be safe.
Yeah.
And that makes it so dangerous because the Aes Sedai just don't fight unless it's in like the last resort. And these motherfuckers don't care. They're like, let's go blow those motherfuckers out of the water. Oh, their ship's going too fast. Why don't you blow the wind in their face so we can capture them and not destroy them? Because we want to take their ship because it's nice.
Something that's interesting that they seem to really point out for the Shanshan, which I just expected to be kind of globalized in this world we live in, is that they're fucking very superstitious.
Very superstitious. A lot of omens and stuff like that.
Yeah, like basically anything they see is a prediction of something to come, and which makes them scary in both ways, you know, because if they're either always casting spells to try to get rid of a perceived threat, or they're assuming that they're supposed to win the next battle because a fucking owl pooped on their shoulder.
Scary like your crazy cousin, where we might have fun or we could end up in jail. I mean, you don't know how it could go when you hang out with me, right, Jeremy?
That's right.
Two dead rats on their back, one with a tail in the other's mouth, is a chillingly terrible omen, one of the worst. Yeah, if anybody saw that, if you saw two dead rats and one of them was choking on the other one's tail, you'd fucking go cut your head off just to save yourself.
I'm not going to tell that story. Never mind. Thank the light, everybody.
Thank you for listening to our rambling podcast about the Shanshan
and some Jedi shit.
It's funny. One of our biggest episodes that we probably could have talked for 2 hours about nothing but the Shanshan turned into one of our more rambling, amazing episodes talking about all kinds of shit.
Super awesome.
Which is what makes this great. May the Force be with you, people. Peace favor your sword.
Tay Hal.
It's time to roll the dice. Te hao.
Thank you.
The bounty hunter. I'll be...
What will you be, Justin?
I don't know. You're confused, the Jedi.
Oh, hang on. We'll get there in a minute. Thank you for listening. If you would like to contact us, we are on Twitter. We are the Wolf Brothers on Twitter at Parts to Ailment. That is at Parts to Ailment. If you would like to contact us directly at thankthelight@gmail.com. That is thankthelight@gmail.com. Let us know what you want to hear us talk about, some topics you want us to tackle, some races you want us to discuss, your predictions for season two, your hopes and dreams for season two, your fears for season two. We want to hear all about them. If you need something else to listen to before our next installment of Thank the Light, you can go to whatsoundsawesome.com. We have a time travel movie podcast called Time Pop. We have a great comedy and spirituality. I was on the most recent, well, it won't be by the time this comes out, but in the past couple episodes, I got to talk on All the Answers. I did some spiritual shit. Katie got into the deepest, dark areas of my soul and told me some truths. Katie is a true Aes Sedai. You should check her out. And Katie and Cassie are awesome. It is comedy and spirituality and a whole lot of Dez if you listen to, what's it called? We Don't Need No Stinking Doorknobs.
That's what my episode Oh, that's one's with you? All right, I'm going to have to listen to that.
Yeah.
I saw that the other day and it made me laugh, and it's going to make me laugh even more because it's you. You're in that. That's pretty funny.
All Dez, all day. We have a great fitness and nutrition podcast. Truth Not Trends will help get you fit and fantastic for the summer.
Fuck, I should start listening to that one.
Awesome. Dude, Truth Not Trends is so great. It's so practical. It's so basic.
Eat right workout.
Yeah. And their workouts are awesome. Like, I'm lucky enough to be trained by them because I'm in the family. But like, their whole thing is 20 minutes twice a week. Like, if you're spending more than an hour in the gym a week, you're wasting time.
Yeah.
So like, I'm in the best shape of my life and I spend 20 minutes in their gym a week.
Wow.
And my back pain is gone because I'm fucking strong enough to hold up my frame. It's awesome. I don't look fantastic because the other thing I've learned is that you can feel great from working out. If you want to look great, you got to put down the fork.
Yeah.
So it can make me not be a fat pile of shit? And I'm like, nope.
Nope.
I mean, it'll help, but no. We got a recumbent bike recently what's that thing? Elliptical.
If you spend an hour on that thing, that's like half a hamburger.
I don't even eat that shit. God, I was seeing that, like, Lisa makes me lunch and shit every day. It's awesome, man. Like, I'm eating probably better than I've eaten in a long time, probably my whole life today. And I don't really crave like shitty food. Like, today I was just like tired and like a little stressed out. And I'm just kind of just want to eat like fucking three Big Macs right now. Where are my chicken fries?
Chicken fries.
I want to eat too much and have diarrhea.
Speaking of not diarrhea. Awesome women. The Be Brave podcast with Kara and Patty is amazing women telling awesome stories. The shit these women go through and still decide to be happy on the other end will make us all feel like whiners. Like, they're just, yeah. The Be Brave podcast. And they're just, like I said, they go through hell and these women they're telling jokes and they're happy and they're turning their dark into light. And it's amazing.
Very cool.
Awesome.
That you can find wherever you find free podcasts or at whatsoundsawesome.com. May you always find water and shade.
Peace, favor your sword.
# Billy Zane Asmodian.
Going to be our sign up. I'm going to say something and then you're going to say who you are in order. Okay.
Our actual names?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
We are your three heats.
Justin.
Cousin Jeremy.
I'm Desmond.
What?
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
This doesn't make any sense.